children are concerned is wonderful. And I think that's how I hope every nation in the world will look at creating a safe world for children by going through that, through that path. And as a grandfather now myself, I would also like to believe that children are gifts of God, and we have to treat them like that and care for them and protect them. But the reality is that we live in a world where children are always collateral damage for any conflict that happens internally or externally. And your region is no different. So I think that is also something that we have to be realistic about. Now, while fully acknowledging your sentiments and your aspirations for Eritrea as a nation, as a committee, we also have certain things that we are concerned about, and therefore we raise these issues. And I just want to pick up on two issues which I would like to again urge you to provide a little more insight into the situation in the country. Now, on the issue of, let's say, the female genital mutilation and child marriage, because there was an issue in the country, so the proclamation was made. Now, the question I'm asking is that, having made that proclamation, recognizing that there was an issue, what I want to know is, what is the situation now? Have you made any improvements in the situation by enforcing these proclamations? There isn't enough data to convince us that there has been substantive progress. So I'd like to request the delegation to give us some insight as to how the situation is on the ground that actually gives you confidence that what you're doing as a government, as a state party, as guardians of children, is making sense and making progress. So that's one. Number two, you know, one of the issues I raised, among others, is the issue of online safety and the, you know, the digital environment, where we know now that this poses one of the greatest risks for children. And I have not been able to get any information on this. So in your attempt to create a safe Eritrea, a community that protects children or values children, how does this online and digital environment now pose a challenge for you to create that protective environment for children? So if you can elaborate on this, and I hope that by tomorrow I will also receive information on some of the other questions I've raised. But I'll stop here. Thank you.
Hindai will be addressing.
Merci Madame la Présidente, merci à la délégation de l'État de l'Érythrée pour vos réponses qui nous permettent de mieux comprendre